The end of August brings a wide variety of feelings for NFL players. For some, it signals the start of the regular season is just around the corner. And for others, it brings a time of extreme nerves.
I think my rookie year, we actually had to come in for a lift. And you kind of watch them grabbing guys out of the weight room and taking them upstairs and telling them that their time up was up as a Viking. And I remember just being like, man, don't come grab me. You know, don't come grab me. I hope nobody comes and grabs me. Fortunately, I made it all the way through my lift. I made it back to the locker room, and I, you know, put my clothes back on, and nobody really said anything. The phone call never came. I said, I must be okay. So it's kind of, you know, a big sigh of relief. But then you're like, all right, I got to get right back to work. You know, it's not over now. Just because I made the team today doesn't mean they can't cut me tomorrow. And you understand that, and you get that. And so it's like, all right, I got to go back to the grind now.
With cut down day looming, this time of year means the last few opportunities to impress coaches and secure that sought-after spot on the NFL roster. Veteran linebacker Aaron Henderson has lived through the gut-wrenching day, only to work his way from an undrafted rookie to a starter and a key contributor on the Vikings' defense.
The pressure that you have to deal with, it can make or break you. You know, I think you can become a diamond from the pressure, or it can also bust your pipes at the same time. So I think it's a tough situation for a kid to be in, especially when you think of a 19, 20, 21-year-old kid who's never really had to deal with things. I was one of the top guys in college. You know, I was Playboy All-American. I led the ACC in tackles, and, you know, I thought everything was going to be all good. And then I go undrafted, and all of a sudden I'm at the bottom of the totem pole having to work my way up.
Now in his fifth season in Minnesota, the 26-year-old has used his hard-working attitude to elevate his play each and every year in the NFL. But he still never forgets his days as a guy fighting for a spot on the team.
It's a good feeling, but it's also a feeling that, you know, I don't take for granted. I understand that any given day, any given moment, they can tell me, hey, Aaron, your time up is your time here is up. You know, we're moving on. We're going to try the next guy. And so, you know, every time I get a chance to step on that field, I want to leave it all out there and give them everything I got and make it real hard on them for to let me go. I think I've done that up to this point, and I don't see it changing anytime soon.
Henderson sees many young faces on the Vikings roster this season, many of whom resembled him 5 years ago, which means the 2012 Minnesota Vikings should be a hungry and motivated group, ready to prove anyone wrong.
Oh, man, I got a feeling in my bones that I can't really explain. I think the excitement is kind of buzzing around the locker room, too, and the guys understand that we have a great opportunity right now. I think nobody really expects anything from us coming out this year. I think you got a group of guys right now who doesn't really know any better. We don't know that we're not supposed to be good. We don't know that we're not supposed to go out there and compete week in and week out. We don't know that we're not supposed to be playing for a championship. So I think when you put those two things together, you got a pretty scary group.